Our glory is in the cross alone, shall we read? The world to come has invaded this present evil world and established a new rule to live by in Christ. And this was accomplished at the cross. This introduced the greatest change in God's dealings with mankind. Would you please make a change in your thinking so you feel good about it? Next paragraph. No wonder the scriptures speak of the people of the cross as a new creation and make the old ones' way of living obsolete. Thus the days of living with the burden of guilt have been replaced and the torment of right and wrong done away with. Instead of being subject to the accuser of the brethren, God's new creation enjoys the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Paul was turned off by those who desired to make a good show in the flesh because they were not willing to stand up for the cross of Christ. And by the way, that is sometimes the case. Sometimes folks don't want to talk about the grace of God and how good he's been to them, but they're afraid that the people they're talking to might not like grace or believe in grace or understand grace or think less of them. They don't want to be embarrassed or get attacked. Take my word for it. Get attacked. Yeah. For standing in grace.
Amen.
Too many people have been silent about the grace of God, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil has won that battle too many times. He pointed out to those Galatian church members that they should have no part with those who gloried in their flesh. Yes, that's the problem. That's what the tree of the knowledge of good and evil will do to you. It'll get you to glory in your flesh. Because God's new creation glories in one thing alone, the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. Now we are part of God's new creation. The fact of the matter is, the fleshly ways of living in the world no longer touch us or have to touch us. That's how we choose not to live any longer because we're now in the Spirit. Amen. Next paragraph. This is the new rule we believers live by in this dispensation of grace, and it has provided for us a lifestyle of peace and mercy. He said peace and mercy would be with those people and no one else. We are the new Israel of God and that lives by a brand new rule in Christ. We have nothing to do with the bondages that daily entrap the old creation in fleshly living, being required to do this or that or be condemned and to die. At last we have been freed from this world's problems through grace. That is problems of the flesh. And along with it, their fascination with impressing one another in the flesh. And if you are fascinated by the flesh, your flesh, everybody else's flesh, you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
It really means something to you for you to look right. Or what will they say? I'm telling you, you're still feasting at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, doesn't it matter, honey? Not on the level you're operating. To you, it matters how we see you. And your big problem isn't how we see Christ, but how we see you. Is your testimony how you look, or is your testimony how Christ looks? That's the world of difference. And you'd be amazed how many hoity-toity, self-righteous, legalistic, tree-eating Christians there are who are concerned about one thing: how do I look?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't stand in grace, live by grace, eat grace, and thank God for his grace, you don't care how Jesus looks.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't die on the cross of Calvary so you'd look good. Well, he knew what that would have. He knew you'd have the same conflict all over again. Knowledge of good and evil going on in your head so you look good.
Yeah.
We like you looking good, but we like you looking good in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, not how great your flesh has become over the years.
Amen. Yeah.
There's a lot to that that you need to think through in prayer on your knees and say, God in heaven, it's too big for me. I need you to really enlarge me for these things.
Yes.
Because it is how it should be. I've been too defensive of the wrong things. I'm defensive of how good and right and perfect everyone thinks I am. But I'm not defensive of the fact that by the grace of Almighty God, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And that's the best news anyone on their back has ever heard.
True.
Someone in terrible trouble doesn't need to hear or see how good you are.
Yeah.
That's true.
They need to know about the loving Savior.
That's it.
Surely that's what wrote Just As I Am without one plea, huh? They want to know they're going to be accepted and loved. And if they are accepted and loved, how come he's so hoity-toity about how you look, what you say, what you do, where you go? You must have an entire forest of those trees in your backyard.
Yeah.
instead of just one cross.